Close the gap. Repairing your body and becoming fit is fast and painless. Large changes to your body require large changes to your days. You have to work out every day. If you are bodybuilding, take a couple of days off. Once you are fit, every other day, maybe. You can just do flimsy workouts then. Dumbbells is all you need, and you never sit at the gym. You must avoid resting the same way joggers avoid resting. When joggers get into jogging, their first thing is to eliminate rest and stopping. Joggers feel that it is not a real jog if you have to stop. And the same is true for workouts. Muscular dudes at the gym have it completely wrong. They plateau, lifting way too heavy to be able to shorten rest periods. It will take them 15 years to accomplish what you can do in 2 or 3. And in fact, getting a healthy body is absolutely the same technique as becoming a bodybuilder. To get big muscles, you have to lift probably more than 20 pounds per hand, non-stop, for multiple hours, 2 or 3 per day. It's a very simple thing. It is just lifting, you know. Our bodies learn and adapt to whatever you're doing to them. Let us talk about starting first, and then we'll talk a little bit about that initial stop. You must always begin in the beginning. Some people can start with 5-pound weights, but even they will benefit with 3-pound dumbbells. Instead of stopping when 5-pound dumbbells get too heavy, swiftly switch to 3 pounds per hand. These are usually found in the aerobics aisle and will give you another minute or so of a workout. You have to cycle your dumbbell exercises. When you tire out your biceps, lift above your head. That will let them rest. You should lift with palms down, which is very hard, but good for the chest. And lift to the side, like a bird. That's for your upper shoulders. But overall, the mix of dumbbell exercises affects your entire body, your midsection and legs even. Especially when you walk back and forth during your lifting. Dumbbells are a full body exercise. Now, as you are forced to stop, it is a mix of things. But above all, you should never, ever, ever exercise without music. And you must lift to the beat of songs. Therefore, you must select slow songs at first. If your song selection is too fast, in terms of beats per minute, you will be forced to stop way too frequently. Please, do not dare to just listen to a song while you are lifting. That is a terrible mistake to make. You must synchronize your motion with the beats, as that allows you to enter a dance trance, making hours feel like minutes. This also means no distractions at the gym. If someone is annoying you, you must complain to the front desk immediately. You can't have a workout without your trance. You need your focus. That is what you are paying for at the gym. Room to have a decent workout. If that is not possible, then you take your dumbbells to the park. Ultimately, your fitness is about doubling your lifespan. It is about survival. Another reason why we have to stop is cut off circulation. Here, you should try to shake off your arms and do some more lifting. This restores your circulation and often helps you send a clearer adaptation message to your body. But eventually, you just got to put the weights down and catch your breath and rest, because nothing will work. This is absolutely the same thing that joggers initially go through. Your body can no longer endure. You have to wait a minute or two. You see, this does not mean that the exercise is over. Not at all. This means you sent an adaptation signal to your system. Now you must rest for a couple of minutes and renew that signal to be sure that your body heard it clearly. This should last for an entire hour. You lift and lift and stop and rest. Lift and lift and stop and rest. After a few weeks, you will lift longer and stop for shorter periods. Your body will be adapting. Our bodies are amazing at adaptation. It won't take you very long to have a non-stop workout. The first few weeks at the gym, you can keep your stop and go cycle to maybe 30 minutes a day, and then 45, and quickly after that, 1 hour. Some people just go for an hour right off the bat without much complaint. You should time how long you need to rest, just out of curiosity even. You can also use an interval timer to set up an automatic trainer where you can adjust your rest periods and workout periods with mathematical precision. An interval timer usually has a buzzer or an alert or a vibrate function, depending on which one you get. The clip-on ones have a vibrate function. So, you don't really have to look at your watch, you just wait until something buzzes you in to stop and then to retry again. And then on the weekend, you tweak the workout timers. You will work out a couple of minutes longer and rest a few seconds less. It is very important to focus on eliminating that rest period. Your body will be stopping less and less, and you have to do as much as you can to help it. Again, this is the same thing that joggers do, and look how successful they are. You will be extending your endurance, and in a month or two, it will be quite visible. It may be a bit of a surprise how well you are doing. After all, you're not actually a couch potato. You are an animal finely tuned by nearly 4 billion years of evolution. You are a runner, born to become an endurance athlete. Once you can lift 3 or 5 pounds for an hour with only seconds of stopping, this is when your real exercise routine begins. Until then, you are only extending your endurance. You see results, but those are the little ones, the same kind that people get from hitting a plateau. It's just that initial boot up where you start doing activity and your body just gives you a lot of muscles really quickly. But that's just because you're coming from a sedentary lifestyle. It doesn't happen the second time. The second time, you actually have to go through the process of increasing your endurance. Once you can do an hour of lifting non-stop, you go into the express mode, the express lane. And because what you are now doing is an endurance-based body transformation, you borrow the wisdom of the hikers. And you eat some nuts and dried fruit for energy and repair. Not a lot. And absolutely no candy. Candy does not belong in trail mix, as the sugar from that may give you a headache, and you barely get any days off, so it's going to be a pretty crappy workout indeed. Just mixed nuts and dried fruit of all kinds, soaked in initially hot water, overnight to protect your teeth. You need enough to complete your routine and not feel fatigued too much afterwards. Finally, Once you close the rest gap and start feeling like you have energy to spare, you must use that energy. That's part of increasing your endurance. You must always leave the gym a little bit messed up, not just tired. You may add extra 30 minutes to your workout, though be careful. Working out for multiple hours per day will demand electrolytes and vegetable juice. You can speed up your music or learn the Melbourne shuffle and shuffle dancing to incorporate that in your lifting. You can add wrist weights. Consider adding 1 pound at a time for each wrist. The body adapts slowly. Don't try to hurry it up too much or it will stop you. The 5 pound spacing you see between dumbbells is way too much. It's possible, but don't even try leaping the 5 pound gap, as that will eventually force you into a plateau, and that's just a waste of time. You can add leg weights. You won't even feel 5 pounds per leg, but this will help you burn more calories. Consider wearing them throughout the day as well. You can put on a weight vest. 10 pounds is pretty good to start with. This will give you abdominal muscles and help your legs, aside from making you look like a superhero. Somewhat interestingly, as you go to higher weights, you will need to go back to slower songs, as the inertial forces take time to deal with. The heavier your weights and the more protein in your system, the bigger your muscles. But you don't need to go higher than 20 pounds per hand. That is quite enough to get super buff. 25 is probably too much. 17.5 seems pretty good for bodybuilding, as the inertial forces are still manageable. But again, you have to lift that non-stop for multiple hours per day. And if you stay between 7.5 and 12.5 or maybe 10, so as long as you are dancing to super fast songs, you will be burning your fat and putting on muscle, just about 50-50. 7.5 pounds especially is nice for shuffle dancing and thus burning fat even faster. But you need a concrete surface with a sprinkle of fine sand to slide your feet on. If you work out in rubber sneakers on a rubber gym mat, you will hurt your feet, though it won't be permanent. Lastly, the first 3 weeks at the gym are going to be painful because you are awakening your body from a sedentary lifestyle. That is a very sickly lifestyle where your body thinks that you are in a lot of trouble and is trying to make you comfortable while shutting you down. Just ignore the aches. Show up to the gym every other day maybe. Maybe skip a day or two if it gets super bad. They will go away. They are largely a kind of an illusion. You are certainly not actually hurt. And in a couple of weeks, as your body begins living again, that pain will completely disappear. Now, please understand, this pain has nothing to do with exercise. You put that pain there by not taking care of your body. So as you get on the right path, you are just healing. The pain goes away so quickly that the gym rats barely ever remember that it was there when they started. In a word, just rub some dirt on it.